Hey, welcome back to Two Against One. This is Sierra, and today I would like to talk about my delivery with the twins. I've noticed a lot of twin moms I've looked up on asking about how the delivery was, since it will be their first pregnancy with twins, and it was my first pregnancy altogether. So I just want to talk about that today. I'm going to be by myself today, so here it goes. So when I was pregnant, I had to wait until I was 37 weeks to deliver. And on the 37th week, I had to schedule, not this, the 36th week, sorry. 36th week, I had to schedule for my scheduled delivery and my last checkup with my specialty doctor. But I never got to do my specialty doctor appointment since I was scheduled to deliver the day before. So I had to cancel that appointment and tell them I'm delivering that day, the day before. So the delivery, I was petrified. I was scared. I didn't know what to expect. So when we got in, my husband and I, we had to go in at, I believe, was it 6 a.m.? 6 a.m. And then we went in there and I had to get ready and lay on the bed, and they had to check my cervix and see how I'm doing. I was only, let's see, how big was it? My cervix was only, I think, at a 2, I believe. So they had to wait it out, and sorry, one of my twins are up and making up all the background noise. Anyway, so I was at a 2 with my cervix, so what I had to do is sit there and wait. And they actually wanted to break one of my waters. They broke Cadence, my boy that was born first by 2 minutes. They broke his sac. So he was kind of uncomfortable the whole time I was in labor. And my other twin, Jaden, was still in his water, just chilling out and being all comfortable. And throughout the whole day, I just sat in my bed. I could not eat anything. They told me that all I could have was, ice chips. Well, that's all I could have was ice chips, juice, water, that's it. And so I was kind of dying of hunger. As I was sitting laying in bed, I just watched the TV they had. I was in a pretty big room. They gave me a big room since I had 2 babies. So that was kind of nice. And my husband had a couch and he went to sleep on. And I fell asleep, took a nap a little while. And then they would come in and check on me. And once I was dilated at a 4, and they're like, hey, you're dilating pretty good. And so the more I got dilated, the better. And once I reached my dilation of 6 is when they asked me if I wanted to get an epidural. And I told them, yes, please. It's my first pregnancy. I don't want to deal with the pain. So they did the procedure of cutting down on my lower spine and inserting the epidural tube. And that hurt. That killed. I don't know about anyone else, but when they inserted it, when they cut it open my back a little bit, just like a teeny tiny little incision, it was painful. I'm not gonna lie, it was painful for me. I was crying because my hormones. The nurse that was in front of me just holding me so I'd make sure I would stay still. She started to cry with me. I felt bad. It made her cry, but it was painful. And luckily, my husband was asleep the whole time they were doing it. So you didn't have to deal with all that. So after that was done, they said if you start getting contractions, just click the button and the serum will come in and help with the pain. So when I was contracting, it wasn't so bad. Honestly, it was not bad. And I barely even touched the button to get the serum. But I reached to a dilation of 8, and it was like that for a few hours. I wasn't growing anymore. So that's when they started saying, okay, you're not dilating anymore, so we may have to do a C-section. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to try and at least give a natural birth. But seeing how my oldest twin, Kaden, who is talking right now, he was stuck in my birth canal. So at that point, they're saying it's kind of dangerous. He might breach or anything. So they just said we might as well do a C-section for his safety. So I was very nervous. It took me, I think, an hour to decide to do a C-section. I think I was 13 hours in labor when I finally decided to, like, okay, let's do it. I was super nervous, and then I found out what was really cool about my delivery was that my mom, they came like later on when I was about to go. My mom found out her boss's brother was my anesthetist, and which was cool because he knew my mom and I felt a little more comfortable, you know. So, and he was a really cool person. He made me feel comfortable. He made sure everything was all right. My blood pressure, I had blood pressure problems, my whole pregnancy, and it was a lot worse since I was nervous. So when they got me ready, they gave me this juice of some kind. I can't remember. I was kind of drugged up by then. So, they gave me this juice to see, to help with the C-section a little bit, help with the jitters. They said if you throw it up, it's okay. So I drank it, and then literally like maybe a minute later, I started to get nauseous. And I'm like, Mom, I'm going to throw up. I'm serious. And then the nurse is like, oh crap, and they had to grab the barf bag for me. And so I barfed up the juice that they gave me. And I felt bad, and the nurse said, it's fine, it's normal. A lot of women do it, so don't worry about throwing it up. So after that, I was all prepped and ready to go, and they took me into the surgery room. And by then, from my lower back down to my legs, I could not move. Everything was numb. So I could not move, and I felt horrible when they had to lift me up to the surgery table, because I was not a light person. Now, granted, I did have a huge belly with two babies inside, but before I got pregnant, I was a pretty overweight person. And so they had to lift a lot. So they took, I think it took maybe 4 people to lift me to the table. And I thought I was gonna fall. I thought they lost grip of me, and I thought I was gonna fall off the table. But the nurse was holding onto the part where it was numb. So she's like, it's okay, I got you. You're not gonna fall. I'm like, okay. I was freaking out. And then they finally put me on the table, fully on the table. And then I felt okay. And what I wasn't expecting was that, you know, the screen they put on you, between you and your belly, they put it right up to my face. I was expecting it to be maybe a foot or so away from my face, but it was literally right on my face. Maybe a little gap so I feel like I wasn't claustrophobic, but I still felt claustrophobic. So I was freaking out, and they put an oxygen mask on me, and the anesthetist was standing next to my head to make sure I was okay, my heart rate was okay, my blood pressure. And when I didn't realize they were doing anything until my doctor was like, "Can you feel this?" And I'm like, "Feel what?" And he said, "Okay, well, obviously you can't because I just pinched your stomach really, really, really hard and twisted it." I'm like, "That's great. Thanks for telling me." My doctor was amazing. He always made me laugh. He was funny. He made me feel comfortable. So it was nice for him to deliver. It was about 10:30 at night when we were doing that, and he had another doctor assist him since it was twins. Or I don't know, I think they do that either way. I'm not sure. I just thought, oh, there's two doctors probably because there's twins. So anyway, and by that point, I didn't know they cut me open. I didn't know what was going on. All I knew was that I was feeling super claustrophobic. I was trying to calm down. I was shaking. And I just felt my body just jiggle because they were getting in there. I didn't feel anything. I was super worried that the numbing wouldn't work. I was so worried about that, but I was worried for nothing. So thank goodness I could not feel. And so all I felt was just my body jiggling, and at that point I was just so out of it. I was so tired from being up at 5 in the morning, going to the hospital, getting my cervix checked all the time, getting one of those, I can't remember what it's called. I feel stupid right now, but one of those, where they catch your pee. Like, oh my gosh, I can't remember. The catheter, it hurt like a bitch, and I did not like that part. So I just had a stressful and overwhelming day that day. And once they brought Kaden out, they showed me my babies. But what I didn't know was that my husband wasn't in the room. And I didn't even think about it because I was so out of it. And then finally I saw my husband come in, and he told me they didn't tell me to come in until the first baby came out. And I'm like, what was that? Well, but he said he was in there before, but I feel like he wasn't there till the baby came out. But they told him last minute, okay, come in, hurry, the baby's gonna come out. And they never let him cut their umbilical cords or anything, because we requested that when we got there. But they didn't let him do that. So I was kind of upset about that he didn't get to do that. And when the first baby came out, Kaden, they said, "Look, Sierra, here's your first baby." And I looked over, and I was happy. I was, but no one could see that on my face because I was so drugged up. I didn't cry because I was just so out of it, but I saw him, and I was super happy. I was like, oh my God, they're actually out. They're out of my belly. It felt like forever waiting for them to come out. And then they got Jaden to come out, and I heard the crying because they gotta slap their butts and see if they'll cry, you know. So I heard the crying, and I'm like, there's the second one. And that's when it kind of hit me that, oh God, I have twins. Because the second baby came out, and they showed me Jaden, and I was just super ecstatic. But then all at the same time, I was worried. I was so scared of what it's gonna be like. And when they were finally done, they had to stitch me back up, and my husband left before they stitched me up to go be with one of the babies. I believe it was Kaden that he went to go. And then my parents went to go see Jaden. They had both had separate rooms to get cleaned up and all that stuff. So they were stitching me up while they're doing that. And then when I was done, they lifted me back onto a gurney, one of those, they're called gurneys, right? Yeah, that's what I think. And granted, people, I was very out of it. I remember everything, but I'm just kind of blurry about it all at the same time. So I got back to the room I was in, and I was shaking vigorously, like just viciously shaking, and I was so scared to hold one of the babies. I was scared that I was going to drop him because how badly I was shaking, because it was a side effect from the drugs. And it lasted for maybe 5 minutes, and then I finally kind of calmed down. I think my body was in shock a little bit since it was my first pregnancy and my first delivery. My body was in shock. It's not used to it. So as I stopped shaking, I finally got to hold one of the boys. I believe it was Jaden that I got to hold first. Was it Jaden? Sorry, my husband's here. I believe it was Jaden because, no, it was Caden actually. Caden was the one I held first because my mom and dad wanted to keep holding Jaden. And so my husband handed me Caden. And I didn't know what to think. I was just still in shock, honestly. And maybe about 5 minutes later, they told me, like, do you want to give them their, it was a shot. I can't remember what it was called. It was some kind of shot they give them. Like, do you want to do that shot? And I believe I assigned the okay to give him the shot because I didn't want to deal with it later. So they gave him the shot and they're crying, and I started crying. And granted, I did that when they were getting their shots that they have to get from 3 months or 4 months and 6 months, whatever those shots they have to do with their doctor checkups. I cried every single time on those too. So, and then they, after the baby, after we got settled and I was holding both the babies, when they were transferring us to a room, and we got the biggest room one of the big rooms in the hospital since I had two babies. And which was nice because Josh got a couch bed and had a TV. It was a big room, a big bathroom, so I could, once I could stand up and get a shower, and I could. So getting into the whole after delivery thing, it was painful after everything. I could barely move. I couldn't get out of bed. I was bleeding a lot, postpartum bleeding, or pre, whatever it's called. I was just bleeding a lot because of the C-section, and I went through this underwear they had for me for those, and huge pads they would put on me. And they'd have to switch out my bedding because I got blood on it. And oh geez, when the babies pooped, it was just like tar. It was tar, like black tar coming out of them. It was so nasty to clean up, to wipe up, and it was just bad. And a first-time mom, I'm just like, is this normal? And the nurse is like, oh yes, babies poop tar when they come out. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's horrible. And it's sticky and gooey, and it was just bad. And the breastfeeding was kind of tricky. They brought in a breastfeeding nurse or someone that would help me. And it was hard breastfeeding twins at the same time. It was very hard. They showed me the football style and a bunch of other styles. I can't remember, but it was hard. It was, sometimes I didn't know if they were getting anything, or it was a big hole. Are they getting enough? And I was worried all the time and woke up every hour or two because the babies would get hungry, or they need their diapers changed, or And thankfully, they had this nursery. They would take the baby sometimes when I got overwhelmed, and they took them for maybe a couple hours until they got hungry. And that was a nice little break that I got. I could eat. And the hospital food was really good. I was impressed. So, Caden, sweetie, come here. Or don't. Come here. Hi, sweetie. So I was shocked that the hospital food was really good, and I got it for free. Well, the insurance paid for it. So. Sorry, baby crying. He wanted something. I don't know what he wanted. I didn't have anything, but he's fine now. So, but yes, the hospital food was super good. I was shocked, and it was delicious. My husband got, I think, a couple of free meals. One that he wasn't supposed to get free.
The thing was at the hospital. Is that a?
Well, the thing at the hospital was the mother gets the meals free the whole visit, and the father gets one free meal.
I don't remember if it was morning or night, but whoever was the manager there would just give me it free, either at morning or night, every day.
Yeah.
But I had to pay for at least one meal.
Yeah, he had to pay for one meal a day. He got, there's a I think it was in the morning.
The morning,
free stuff. The lady that worked in the morning would give you free meals, but the lady at night would be stingy and say, no, he's got to pay for it. It wasn't that expensive, though. It was like $5 for the whole meal, and it's
burger, fries,
two sides and drink. It was a good price for a meal, and it was surprisingly good. So, my husband wants me to get pregnant again so we can go eat at hospital food.
I don't trust the food at the Good Sam's here.
Well, the hospital food. Well, yeah, we moved to Washington State. The boys were born in Utah, in St. George, and the hospital there had really good food. But my husband now, he's like, I don't know if I want you to get pregnant here. I don't trust the food at the hospital here. So, but we're not planning on getting pregnant. Trying to get pregnant for at least another 4 years or so. I can't handle 3 babies in diapers, or just, I can't handle all that. There's no way. So we're just waiting until the boys are probably at school age, when they go to kinder or preschool or something. That way they're old enough to where they don't need a diaper anymore. They can go to the bathroom, the toilet, and not have to worry about potty training while I'm trying to take care of a newborn. And I just can't handle that. So, what I wanted to do today was just tell you all about my delivery and everything. That was basically what happened. The rest of the time I was just eating, trying to. They made me walk. They said, don't lay in bed all day. You need to get up and try to walk. It'll help you heal a little bit faster, and also won't hurt as much if you up and walk around. And that way you can go home and feel independent to take care of yourself. So they gave me 4 days. That was the limit, 4 days at the hospital. I only stayed for 3. Because I just felt like, okay, I can walk around, I'm good, I can go home, I feel okay to go home now. I showered on my own. So the third day I just said, okay, I would like to go home. At that point my husband Josh was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable because the bed there wasn't that great, and also the couch bed was not very comfortable for my husband, so we're just like, we just want to go home. So we called my parents, like, hey, we're ready to go. Can you come help us get the babies and So we lived with my parents at the time, so we could get some help. And for the first, when I got home, it was strange. Our dog Jinx, she is a little Chihuahua Yorkie mix. She's about 6 pounds, and I wasn't too worried about her. We introduced her to the babies, and she was kind of, what are those things? She's sniffing them and freaking out when they moved, and it was kind of funny. But little did I know that she'd end up loving them so much. Now that when I wake up and she's sitting at their room and waiting for me to open the door to go get them, and jumps up and kisses them. She loves her brothers. So I was kind of shocked that she got so attached to them. I didn't expect her to be like that. But the first night was kind of rough. They say, like, yeah, you have to wake up every two or so hours with the newborn babies. It's true. They both woke up every 2 hours. It was back and forth, though. They wouldn't wake up at the same time together. It was either one baby woke up, and then an hour later, a baby would wake up. It was horrible. With two babies, it's horrible when they're newborns, because they don't wake up when you want them to wake up. And you don't wake them up when the other baby's up, because that's bad. Don't do that. You just wait till they wake up to where they're hungry. So when I brought them home, I was breastfeeding for maybe not even a week, and they were so cranky, grumpy, screaming bloody murder. And like, my mom's like, this is not how babies are supposed to be acting when they're breastfeeding. They're supposed to be full and happy. And so I don't know what was going on. And so I breast pumped my milk to see how much I was producing. And I only produce 1/2 ounce each breast. And so I was like, oh great, they're barely getting any milk. So we go to the pediatrician and I say, hey, I'm not producing much milk. What do I do? Do I do formula? What's going on? And he said, well, if you're not producing enough and they're hungry, you might as well just go to formula. It's up to you if you want to do breastfeeding and formula. So by then I made a decision. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go straight on formula. I don't want to do the breastfeeding. It's stressful, and it's just a lot easier just to give them a bottle. And the breast pump hurt me. I did not want to use it. So by then I just decided to just do formula. It was so much easier, and they were completely different babies once they had their first bottle. They were full and happy, and I'm like, okay, that was why they were freaking out, because they were hungry. I wasn't giving them enough milk. So I just went off on the whole formula by then, and of course some people gave me crap for it, and I'm like, you know what? And they were single moms. I'm not bashing any singleton moms, like, with one baby. Everyone has everyone has their struggles with their baby. For me, I was really angry, because I'm like, you don't know what it's like. Why would you get on my ass about this when you only have one baby? I've got two to feed at the same time, and I'm not producing enough, so I have to go with formula. I feel it's best for my babies to get formula, so why are you giving me crap about it? I was very angry, and I was just like, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't. So by then, after a while, I just got over it. I'm like, you know what? It's their problem, their opinion, whatever. This is how I want to do it. It's easier for me, and the babies aren't, it's not killing the babies, not hurting the babies to do that. So I just let it go, just got over it. And, but the 6 weeks I was going to talk about of healing up after a C-section. Ladies, if you are pregnant with twins, or you're about to deliver and do C-sections, whatever you feel, give them birth naturally if you can. But if you have to get a C-section, emergency C-section, if it ends up like, oh, we have to do an emergency C-section, and you had no idea about it, it's not that bad as you think. I was freaking out, but it was so easy. And when I had to do the healing process, when I got home, walk around. I'm telling you this now, walk around. It helps. It'll it'll stop hurting for a while. They'll give you some pain medication for the stitches and everything, so you don't feel that much in pain. Those helped too. Those were amazing. So throughout the whole and throughout the whole 6 weeks, you need to find someone to help you. If you don't feel comfortable with that, it's fine. If you just feel comfortable with just you and your husband with the babies, that's great. Some people's bodies heal differently, you know. So with me, I had my mom. My mom helped amazingly. She did the laundry. She cleaned for me. She helped out with any lifting I had to do. My husband did as well. He would help out with the lifting and all that stuff. And he also had to work. He worked night shifts back then. But both my mom and him helped me out, so I wouldn't have to open up any stitches or anything. And I was less stressed out, and I did have to deal with postpartum depression. It was very, very bad. I'll talk about that in a different episode, but the whole healing process was so smooth. I had all this help. It was great. I healed perfectly, and the stitches dissolved just fine, and I had zero problems. It's just the bleeding I had to deal with. The bleeding went away after the six week, and I didn't get my period about maybe a month after that. So everyone has their different experiences with delivering their twins. That was mine. It was super smooth, super easy, less stress. It was great. I was the only pregnant person they had to take care of that day, though, so it might be different with everyone else, but I felt very taken care of. It was a very good pregnancy, a very good delivery, so I had no complaints on that. Sorry, my son is playing with his Legos. But I'm gonna end that today, and if you have any questions, feel free to message me. Anything on what I just talked about in this segment, and I am more than happy to answer them in the next segment. And I can't wait to talk about more about this, and hopefully this is helping out a lot of you ladies, or it's bringing you back memories of when you had to deal with that as well. But I will say goodbye, and I will see you guys next segment, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll see you guys later. Bye.